人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shelly Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常高兴的再次请到我们西雅图中文电台这个节目的一位老朋友啊，他也是我们西雅图鼎鼎大名的球星啊，他的名字叫 James Donaldson。 我们欢迎NBA 全明星球员James Donaldson 参加我们的节目。
Today we're very honored to have our old friend back to our show, James Donaldson. He's an NBA, a famous basketball player. He was an all-star. So welcome back, Don James.
Thank you. Thank you, Sierra. Thank you, Xiao Yang. How are you?
那我们很想知道 James 这几年过得好吗？我们听说您就是竞选西雅图的市议会的议员，然后之后呢也去了中国，是吗？
We would like to know how have you been these last few years. We heard you run for the Seattle council member or the mayor, and you've been to China. How's it going with you?
I have been very busy the last three or four years. And yes, I ran for Seattle council last year. This year or next year, I may run for something else, 2021. I'm not sure yet what I might run for, but something is in the works, so we'll be running again. You know, I've been busy with my business, with my foundation. I have a foundation for mental health awareness and suicide prevention. I just completed a new book. So my new book here is right here. Celebrating Your Gift of Life. And so this is available now. And so I just stay busy. I stay busy doing many things.
他说呢，我这几年非常的忙啊，在过去三四年都很忙碌。那去年呢，我是竞选了这个西雅图的议员。那明年就是2021年，我可能还要参加竞选一个什么公职，但具体呢还是不知道。但是我可能还要参加一次竞选，在2021年。那我过去呢，我在忙我的生意，还有呢，我有一个基金会。那这个基金会呢，是主要是从事心理健康方面，以及防止就是预防就是自杀倾向，这给予这些帮助。那所以可以说我这几年都非常的忙碌。那我最近呢又出了一本新书，就是庆祝你生命的礼物这本新书，那现在已经可以购买了，这个名字叫 Celebrating Your Gift of Life， 这样一本新书出版，所以非常非常忙碌的几年时光。
这个很了不起啊，然后我们很想知道您为什么会从事就是心理健康还有预防自杀这么一个公益的工作呢？
So that sounds fantastic. So we would like to know why you devote yourself into a career prevent suicide or mental health. Why do you start your career doing that?
Yeah, well, because 2 years ago, 2018, I myself went through some very difficult times with mental challenges, mental illness. Depression, anxiety, thoughts about suicide. So I went through this myself, and it lasted for 12 months. 12 months, it was a very, very difficult time, 2018. When I finally worked my way through all of that, I realized then that I have a voice. I can speak. I can share my experiences with everyone and help them to get through very difficult times also. Especially for young children, school children, maybe middle school, high school, and for men and for young men to open up and to ask for help and realize that it's okay to ask for help. Those are my two main audiences, are school children and men.
啊，他说呢，主要是因为在两年前，就是2018年的时候呢，他自己遭遇了人生的困境或者低谷吧，他与抑郁症啊、焦虑啊，这个有自杀的这样一种念头做斗争。那这个一段困境呢，是延迟了有12个月，还是非常长的一段时间。当他最终走出了这个困境，度过了这段时期以后呢，他发现他自己有东西可以拿出来跟别人分享，就是他有这样的话语的权，可以被别人听到，去帮助一些同样有困境的人，尤其是年轻人。那么他的主要的就是帮助的对象呢，是学生，就是初高中的学生和一些年轻男子吧，就是让他们知道，就是他们是可以出来寻求帮助的，所以这是他从事这个事业的主要原因。
太好了。那您能给我们介绍一下，就是您当初为什么会有这样的就是叫焦虑是吧 ？Depression， 然后您是怎么度过的嘛
？Could you please share with us how and you know, why do you have did you have on the depression why you started to have that experience and how did you go through it？
Yes, well, 5 years ago, I had a very serious heart operation on my heart. And so I was no longer able to do many of the things I used to do. I used to run, I used to play basketball all day, no problem. But with my heart surgery, I had to slow down. And it really started affecting me mentally because it made me depressed. It made me sad. I couldn't do what I used to do. Then I went through a divorce with my wife. My mother passed away. She died in 2017. I closed my business, my physical therapy business, in 2018. Many health problems, financial problems, personal problems, one thing on top of another, on top of another, and it almost became too much.
主要呢就是因为五年前呢James 经历了一场比较很严重的就是心脏的手术。那过了做了这个心脏手术之后呢，他就不能做他从前经常做的一些事情。那他以前呢打球啊跑步啊是很喜欢运动的。可是做了这个心脏手术之后呢，他就不能做这些事了，就生活节奏得慢下来。那这个非常大的影响了他的心理和精神的健康，他感到抑郁，感到焦虑。那同时呢，他也经个人生活也遭遇了一些挫折，他有一个离婚，就是跟妻子离婚，这样一个经历。然后他的母亲在2017年也去世了，然后在2018年呢，他的生意又关门，就是他又经历了这个生意上的失败，所以他的财务问题，财务上出了状况，那个人生活呢也是屡遭挫折，所以他就有了这样的抑郁的事情的发生。
那就是后来这些问题都解决了吗？就是你离婚之后是不是再次进入就是 relationship 啊，就是然后生意上还有其他方面都有其他的改变吗？
So later on, how did you go out of all this and did you start a new life or relationship or did you improve your business?
Well, I closed my business and I began a new business with my foundation. My foundation name is Your Gift of Life Foundation. And you can find it at yourgiftoflife.org as my website. You'll see a lot of information about the foundation. But really, I had to start all over again. I lost my home. I lost my job. I lost my income.I lost my health, I lost my wife, I lost my mother. I lost everything, and I had to start over again. But I started over with first getting medical help with my doctors, and they were able to help me with medication and with counseling. And then I had a good group of friends around me, surrounding me, who really helped me through the difficult times. So that's how I made it through. And I'm trying to tell everyone else, you can make it through too.No one ever needs to kill themselves and to end their life. Don't do that. Hang in there, get help, and you'll make it through.
Thank you. Could you please repeat what your name of your foundation? Because the internet was a little chabby then.
Yes, the name of the foundation is yourgiftoflife.org. You can see it on my card.
Okay. Your gift of life. Okay.org. Okay. I'll translate that.
Here's my email anyone can contact me with also. JamesD@yourgiftoflife.org.
所以 James 说呢，他是把他的原来的生意呢，是一个心理咨询这样一个诊所，把他说把他关掉了，然后他开始了新的事业，就是他开了一个基金。那么他的这个基金名字呢叫 Your Gift of Life， 你的生命礼物这样的一个基金的名字。那大家可以到他网站，就是 yourgiftoflife.org 这样子去看一看他的信息。那他的 email 呢，就也是 James。 D， 然后后面是 @yourgiftoflife.org， 那这样他开了一个自己的新的事业呢。然后可是在过去呢，就是之前呢，他失去了所有的他的健康、他的工作、他的家庭、他的房子，就是他所有的生命当中一切呢都失去了。可是他慢慢的就是又恢复过来，又走出困境呢。第一步就是医生给了他治疗，有药物方面治疗，也有心理方面的疏导。那在这个治疗下呢。
是帮助他开始走出这个困境，那他想传达的一个信息就是说，请所有的年轻人都要相信，没有什么是不能走出来的困难，都是可以克服的。那你写作这本书，就是当然你这几年也一直在做相关的工作，是吧？就是在年轻人当中，特别是高中生，当中就是宣讲你的。 想法就是特别是不要自杀，就是这样的相当于是公益的活动。那您能介绍一下您在这方面所做的事情吗？
So you've been introducing your ideas or giving talks to young kids or school kids to prevent the suicide and also about mental health. Could you please introduce us? And the work you do?
Well, before COVID, before the pandemic, I was traveling around to many different schools speaking to school children. And I was talking to them about, even though it's difficult times now, they can still get through these difficult times by asking for help and by getting good support with their friends and with their family, with their community. Every time I speak to a group of students, maybe 400 or 500, there are always maybe 5 or 6 children who come and speak to me afterwards. And they tell me that they are suicidal right now, today, and they don't know how they're going to make it through the night. And so I really try to help these children and give them the support they need, give them the resources they need so they can continue making it through childhood. The thing about children, they haven't had life experience to understand the ups and downs of life. Life is up and down, and children don't know that. So the first challenge they have, they want to stop and they want to end their life, and that's not the right choice.
所以他说，在 COVID 在新冠疫情之前呢，这个 James 呢是在不同的学校里面都是开设讲座，就是去到不同的学校里去对学生们进行宣传和讲座，那么去帮助就那些，比方说每一次呢，他有大概有到400到500的学生讲完了以后呢，总会有那么4到5个学生来告诉他，他们经历了非常困难，就是今天就有自杀倾向，此刻就是很想有自杀的倾向，他们不知道怎么样度过今天。于是呢 ，James 说他特别去想帮助这些年轻人，他想告诉他们，我们每个人都会有困难的时期，但是都应该可以通过寻求帮助，比方说家人的帮助、社区的帮助、一些心理师的帮助，能够走出这个困境。人生本来就是起起伏伏，有低谷，有高潮，不应该在。 就是说，在最初碰到低谷的时候，就难以克服，就想要自杀。所以这个就是说，他总是去走到学校里去帮助这些有问题的，就是有这样的困惑的年轻人。我其实很想知道，就是
James， 您就是竞选公职，然后就是包括那个市议会啊，然后甚至市长啊，然后就是说，是不是？ 对，本身对政治感兴趣，然后就是在这方面想要做。 有些作为。
So we are curious, and because you have experience of, you have run for like city mayor and the city council, and so are you, do you have interest in the public service and you want to do a career in the public service?
Yes, I really do. I think getting involved with our political process is really the best way to have a big impact and to really help a lot of people. The problem we have in Seattle, especially with homelessness, is a lot of people who are homeless have mental issues also that need treatment. They need resources. They need help. And so the city has to be able to provide those kind of resources to help them. So that's one of the reasons I want to get involved with being a public servant and elected official, is because I can really help on the mental health aspect of it. I understand all about the mental health issues. And sometimes people, when they have mental issues, they don't make the best choices. So you have to help them make the best choice.
对，他说他自己的非常感兴趣，因为他觉得做这个从事政治活动或者做政府公职这样子的一个活动呢，一个职务竞选呢，他可以最大范围的发出就是可以最大限度的可以去帮助别人。像西雅图吧，西雅图市这个有很大的一个问题，就是无家可归流浪汉这个人群的问题。那么很多无家可归的人呢，他们都是有精神或者心理的一些障碍，那这些人非常的需要帮助，需要治疗，也需要一些资源。那他说呢，他是非常了解这个关于心理问题的人，他们需要什么样的帮助，能够怎么样去更好的帮助他，所以他想竞选公职以后呢，他被选上作为政府的这样一个领导的以后，他就可以更好的去解决这个问题。因为这些人往往不能做出最明智的决定，所以他们需要别人来帮他们做出更好的决定。
嗯，我想知道您在就是自己经历到这个问题，就是就是精神方面啊，抑郁方面啊，就是有没有使用过什么样的资源来帮助您走出这些就是精神上的困境，然后这样的资源就是能不能用到您所说的这些就是无家可归者的，就是有同样有精神就是困境的人身上。
You have experienced some a mental problem and depression. So what kind of resources have you used to help yourself to get out of it? And what you have used, could that be applied to those homeless people to help them?
I think so, yeah. What I used was my medical doctor, my family doctor. When I told him what I was going through, my situation, he really understood, and he said, hey, you have depression, you have anxiety, you have suicidal thoughts. We need to put you on some prescription medication. And so I went on prescription medication for 6 months. And also, we need to get you some counseling, behavior health counseling. So I had counseling sessions every week for several weeks. But also on my own, I pulled together a small group of friends, maybe 6 or 7 friends of mine,who had known me for the last 30 or 40 years. And I told them, I said, hey, sometimes I'm awake at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't get back to sleep. I need somebody to call, somebody to talk to. And they all put their hand up and said, hey, call me. Put me on your speed dial. Call me at 2 a.m. It's okay. And I told them I need them to call me also to check in on me. And this is how I helped myself work my way through this.It still took several months before I finally started seeing some brightness, some lightness at the end of the tunnel. It took a long time, a lot of hard work, a lot of lonely days, a lot of scary times, but I made it. And that's my point to everybody out there. You can make it too. You can make it.
他觉得呢，这是可以的。以他个人的经验来说呢，帮助他走出这个困境的呢，是从他的家庭医生这里开始。那他的家庭医生呢，当他把自己的病情向这个家庭医生描述的时候，这个家庭医生就非常好的理解了一下，就理解了他的病情。他说呢，你有抑郁症，你有焦虑症，你也有自杀倾向，那我们就要给你用一些处方药，然后 还要有进行行为这个有心理咨询师给他进行一些行为辅导和疏导。那么这样的过程呢也是有，所以他处方药是吃了6个月的药。那在此同时他自己也有一批朋友，大概有6、7个这样朋友吧，这些朋友都是跟他相识有30年左右，就是一帮老朋友。那他有这样一群小伙，就是他的朋友呢，他可以跟他们说，如果我半夜1点醒来无法入睡，我需要给你打电话向你倾诉。男人的朋友就说，哎，打给我，他朋友就大家都很就是说愿意去接他的，在早晨1点、2点接他电话。那他也跟他朋友说，你也要经常打电话给我，让来看看我的情况。所以他的朋友也会打电话帮助他，所以有家庭医生，有老朋友的帮助。但是就是这样呢，也是花了他好几个月的时间，他才看到黑暗的隧道尽头有一点点光亮光芒，就是说他的病开始出现了希望，转折就是好转的希望。那他认为我们每个人就是说那些无家可归的人，如果有这样的问题也应该可以得到这样的帮助，所以他是这样认为。
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台。
祝各位听众朋友新年快乐！
华盛顿州法律保护工人的权利。如果您的雇主否认您的工作权利，比如不能保障最低时薪、午餐时间和休息时间，以及安全健康的工作环境，那么州劳工和工业部可以为您提供帮助。如果您对自己的权利有疑问，请致电就近的 LNI 办公室，或者致电免费电话1-866-219-7321。
新冠疫情期间保持距离的意义已经不同以往了，现在保持6英尺或者1.8米的距离表示的是尊重、关怀甚至是爱。为了您的家人、朋友、同事还有您自己的健康，请保持6英尺的距离，以减缓新冠病毒的传播，这样您就可以与您所爱的人保持联系的同时降低风险。见面的时间要短，规模要小，请务必保持6英尺的距离并戴上口罩。本广告由华盛顿州卫生部赞助播出。
我有点好奇，就是您可以半夜2点打电话的朋友当中，有没有像乔斯·巴克利还有Michael Jordan 这样的篮球明星？
So he's very curious that someone you could call at 2 o'clock in the morning, and among them is there anyone like those famous basketball players that you played with, Michael Jordan?
Not the players, my coaches. I had 2 of my coaches I call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Coach Lenny Wilkins, who coached the Seattle Supersonics here in Seattle, and Coach George Raveling, who was my university coach at Washington State University. So those 2 men were really with me every step of the way. And they would call me, they would help me, they would encourage me to keep on hanging in there. They reminded me, they knew me 40 years ago when I was just a high school college student. And I can't throw all that hard work away. They told me they've worked too hard, I've worked too hard to just throw it all away. And so I listened to them And they were there with me every step of the way, Lenny Wilkins and George Raveling.
他说呢，倒不是那些打一起打球的球员，但是有两个教练呢，一个是西雅图超音速队，他在超音速队的教练 Lenny Wilkins， 还有一个呢就是华盛顿州立大学，就他读大学的时候打球的那个教练叫 George Raveling。那这两位教练都是认识他有很多年，三四十年，就是说他太累了，就给他一些心理的疏导，然后这两位教练是陪伴了他走过了这个病情，就是说的每一步。
Now I'm reaching out now to two NBA players, Kevin Love with the Cleveland Cavaliers and DeMar DeRozan with the Toronto Raptors. Two years ago, Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan, they came out publicly and said that they were having some mental challenges.Depression, anxiety, nervousness, PTSD. They were having all kinds of problems. And so the NBA is trying to do some good things to help the players with mental health issues. I want to work with the retired players as well. And the NFL also had several players. This year, Dak Prescott, the quarterback with the Dallas Cowboys, said he had big depression early in the season.So this happens to everybody. No one is immune from mental challenges. And the statistics tell us one out of every five people, 20%, will go through some serious mental issues sometime in their lifetime.
他说呢，最近呢，他有就是两个 NBA 的球星，Kevin 和 Kevin， what's the two players name?
Love.
Kevin Love and DeMar, I don't catch the names. Sorry. So these two 球星呢
？Yeah, DeMar.
Okay,
DeRozan.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan. 那这两位球星呢？他们也遭遇了一些精神问题，是有心理问题，也有抑郁症，也出现了抑郁症和焦虑症这样子。那他呢？NBA 呢？开始这个组织啊，这个。开始给这些球员也提供一些精神方面的帮助，心理方面疏导。那么他本人呢 ，James 本人呢，是跟一些退休的，就是已经退役的队员也提供，就是说希望能够跟他们建立联系，提供这些帮助。那他说呢，没有人是可以对精神问题完全免疫的。根据数据说呢，大概有五分之一，就是20%的人在一生当中都会可能会碰到严重的就是精神问题或者心理障碍问题。
有没有想到过就是到 NBA 的球队里面去工作，然后就可以帮助这样的球员解决就是他们的心理问题。
Have you thought of go back to NBA to work for as a like a mental helper for those NBA players? Have you ever thought about going to that career?
Yes, yesterday I contacted NBA Players Association. This is the Players Association for the current players. Now I belong to the NBA Retired Players Association for the retired players. But I want to work with the current players and be a counselor, a mentor, someone the players can talk to at 2:00 in the morning if they need to, someone who understands what they are going through with the stress and the pressure of being a professional athlete. So I'm hoping I can work with the NBA in that regard.
No.他说昨天呢，他还跟 NBA 这个联盟呢有一个通话联系。那他现在呢还是跟就是有已经为退役的球员有建立联系。那他希望能够进到 NBA 现役球员，就是还在打球的这个球员这个中间去，充当他们的这个就是早晨两点可以打电话的这样一个对象，充当他们的心理咨询师、辅导员，或者给他们提供一些帮助顾问。
我很想知道，就是以您的人脉关系，然后在西雅图的知名度，然后还有以前您在西雅图超音速队打球的经历，就是有没有想过为西雅图，就是NBA 的球队回到西雅图做一些工作？
So, you have your connections, your fame, and your influence. So have you thought of using those to help the NBA come back to Seattle?
Now there's a little bit of talk about the NBA maybe coming back to Seattle. Commissioner Adam Silver mentioned that the NBA is thinking about expansion expanding 2 more teams or 4 more teams. And we really hope that Seattle will be part of that. So I will be helping as much as I can to bring the NBA back to Seattle. I think that would be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
他说现在呢也这个事情有一点点的讨论，那么 NBA 这个 commissioner 呢他有打算有这样子在讨论，就是再把 NBA 扩张，那么就是把他这个版图啊扩张那么4-5个球队，那如果他们到能够扩张到西雅图来呢，这个他会是非常的全力的，就是以做支持这样一件事情，会是非常好的，用他一切的力量去支持这件事情，这是非常好的一个事情。如果可以 NBA 回到西雅图来的话，
在您的这本书里面有没有介绍一些就是有一些常识或者说那个诀窍，特别是对年轻人来说，他们有精神困惑，特别是有自杀念头的时候应该怎么办？
So in your book, in your new book, Celebrate Your Gift of Life, is there any common sense or key point that young kids, young children or young men, they can learn when they have depression or suicide ideas? So what can they follow?
I think one of the things to point out is that many times when you're going through depression, you feel like you're the only one who's going through it. No one else has gone throughsuch dark and difficult times. But in truth, so many people go through it. This will be the next pandemic. After we are through with COVID, the next pandemic will be mental health issues and mental health challenges, because so many people have been locked down, they've been locked away, they have not had their regular routine of every day the same thing. So they're having some mental problems. We're having problems with substance abuse, alcoholism,domestic violence, child abuse. All these things are happening now because of the mental challenges we're going through. So in my book, I bring out those kind of issues. I talk about how to get through those kind of issues. I give exercises at the end of every chapter for the reader to work their way through issues or to share with other people. So I think my book is going to be very, very helpful for a lot of people out there.
说这首先一个呢，当一个人在遭遇抑郁症的时候，就碰到抑郁症，他常常会觉得自己是一个人啊，没有人像他这样在正在经历如此黑暗和困难的时期。可是现实是很多人都有这样的体验，很多人都会有这样的经历，所以这些人的经历不是你不是孤独的一个人在经历，很多人跟你有一样的困境。那么他认为这个心理健康问题啊，就心理问题会是这次疫情过后下一个全球大流行的问题，因为我们经历了这么长时间的lockdown， 就是大家都不能正常的出门，日常生活完全被打乱，就是被锁在家里，那人际之间都不能交往，那在这个状态下就会产生很多心理健康问题，比方说有的人就会用酒精、用药或者打骂孩子这些由于长期的闭关在家就会出现这样的心理问题。那他这本书呢有很多这方面的讨论，还有一些给读者的练习，那读者也可以分享给自己的朋友，在这些练习当中，在这些讨论当中获益，所以他认为他这本书是会是在下一个阶段非常有帮助的。
现在因为全世界还有美国就是都在经历这个新冠大流行，那么在这个 COVID-19 就是 pandemic 就是新冠大流行这个情况下，是不是对特别脆弱的人群，包括年轻人，包括无家可归者还有其他人，就是更加容易带来心理的问题，然后是不是会有更多的人有自杀的倾向？
Now, not only the United States, but also the rest of the whole world are experiencing the COVID pandemic. So, in this situation, will this bring more psychological problem or mental health issue or like a suicidal problem to those vulnerable group of people?
Yes, it will bring more and more problems.Now we don't have enough mental health professionals to help us. One of the beneficiaries of my foundation is to raise enough money to provide scholarships for students of color who are going into the mental health profession. We want to be able to get more and more mental health professionals of color. The thing about our communities of color is that historically and traditionally, we think mental health issues is a taboo subject. We don't talk about it. It's a bad thing. So no one talks about it in the Asian community, in the Hispanic community, in the Black community, in the Indian American community. We don't talk about mental health. We don't want to talk about it. We're afraid to talk about it. But we need to be able to talk about it, and we feel more comfortable talking about it if the person across the desk is a mental health professional who looks like us, who can understand our culture, understand our people. That's what we're trying to get across.
那么他说是啊，这肯定会对脆弱人群带来啊，就是更大的困难了。因为现在最大的问题是我们缺乏专业的人员，足够的专业人员来对他们提供帮助。所以他这个基金呢，他自己个人设立这个开始这个基金呢，就有一个其中有一个项目就是奖学金，在这个他们通过募集的资金呢，就设立一个奖学金，专门提供给有色人种的学生去。培养他们就是支持他们变成就是这个心理咨询师这个变成专业的从业人员。因为从历史和传统人来说呢，我们对心理的问题或者精神的问题呢，常常是不愿意去谈，羞于启齿的，不愿意去谈。可是当我们面前坐着的一个医生是跟我们一样的肤色，跟我们是一样的人群的时候呢，我们可能会更容易去敞开心扉。所以呢，他就希望通过他这个基金募集资金，能够支持更多的有色人种的孩子去变成专业的从业人员，来去帮助跟他们一样的受到这个困扰的病人。
Can I say one more thing? I want to send all of your listeners a free ebook of my book, a free PDF ebook, to my email address at jamesd@yourgiftoflife.org. Okay, so if you
他说呢。他说呢，我们的听众，我们西雅图中文电台的听众呢，都有一个福利了。他就是我们每一个听众，只要写信到 James JamesD@yourgiftoflife.org， 就给他写这个邮件，写一封信呢，他就会发一个免费的 PDF 文档，就是他这本书的电子文档给你。
Okay, and I'll send a copy of my book.
他会就发一个 PDF 电子书。免费的，所以大家有兴趣的话呢，就写到 jamesd@yourgift.org， yourgiftoflife.org 这个邮箱进去。Thank you, James.
Yes, you're welcome. Welcome. I want to help as many people as possible.
太好了，那就是在新冠这个疫情期间，就是有没有什么特别的，就是办法，或者说有就是。对于这个人群啊，就是，有自杀倾向的人群，有就是精神困惑的人群，他们就是有没有什么特别的办法能够，走出困境
？So in this pandemic, this COVID pandemic, especially for those people who are so troubled with a mental health problems and the suicidal problem, is there any suggestions that we can give to help them?
We have to realize that we're all in this together. Everybody needs to be supportive of each other and to be helpful. We need to check in with each other, check in with your friends, check in with your family, ask them if they're okay, if they're having difficulty with anything. I think people feel so isolated right now. And when we're isolated, it's easy to feel like you're all by yourself and nobody cares.So we need to be able to show each other that we care, we can get through this together, and be able to count on each other to support each other and help each other through this very, very difficult time we're going through.
他说呢，我们现在最重要的一点呢，就是我们要大家就是要在一起，要互相关心，要有互相去提供支持和帮助。我们可以经常通过各种方式去 关心对方，就去问，嘿，你还好吗？要去问候到，在意到对方，因为我们现在都有一种好像与别人隔离的感觉，隔绝的感觉。那在这种感觉下，我们会有一种孤独感，好像就是我一个人在那里碰到这些困境。其实我们应该就是经常就是要告诉对方，就我们要互相依靠，互相帮助，互相关心，在一起度过这个困难。
And another important thing to remember is to be as non-judgmental as possible when you're talking to somebody who's having some mental challenges. Because mental challenges can come about anytime to anybody. So don't judge people. Just say, hey, I'm here to listen. I'm here to help. I'm here to support whatever you need to help you get through.
那他还给我们一个非常重要的建议，就是你在别人向你倾诉问题的时候，你不要去判断，不要像法官一样去判断是非正误，就不要去判断他，只是在那里，你其实要告诉他，我是一个倾听者，我愿意帮助你，我支持你，这样一个态度，不要轻易的去判断别人的是非。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501C3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐：东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目。请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 （Shirley Hu） 冠名播出。电话425-443-5668。
我很想知道，就是 James， 两年前就是好像基本上失去了一切，然后。然后呢就是也是非常的 depression 啊，就是 depressed， 然后这两年您在个人这些方面，不管是就是人生的伴侣方面，还是工作方面，就是好像是restart your life， 还有 and career 啊，就是这些方面，不管是生活还是工作是怎样重新开始的，然后现在的进展是怎样？
He's concerned and curious. And like 2 years ago, you seemed like you lost everything. But in last 2 years, how's your personal life, your life partner? Have you found partner in your life? And what about your, it seems like you're picking up your career, your business. And what is the progress right now?
Yeah, thank you.Well, everything is coming back together again. I lost my home. I had a home in Seattle for 38 years, and I lost it to foreclosure and bankruptcy. So now I live in a small apartment here in Seattle, but that's okay. The apartment is okay. The neighborhood is good. I have my foundation I work with. I'm spending time with a lot of community activities around Seattle.I surround myself with good people and good friends. No, I haven't found a special lady friend yet, but still looking. So I'm hoping one day, and that will be the additional piece of the puzzle to make everything okay.
所以呢，他 慢慢的生活一点一点就是就回来了，正在回来。他失去就2年前他一个他在西雅图本来有个大房子，他在里面呢也就38年住了38年，但由于破产呢他失去了这个房子，房子就被银行拿走。他现在住在西雅图一个小公寓里，但是呢it's okay， 就没什么了，就小公寓也不错。那他自己呢有这个基金，搞了这个基金，然后他还参加一些社区的活动，他周围呢他找到一些好的人做，就是跟那些好朋友在一起。但是那个还有一块就是拼图呢，就是那个特别的人生的伴侣女朋友呢他还没有找到呢，他是希望能够找到这个人生的伴侣，可以完成这个最重要的一块拼图吧。
I think you remember, Siri, my wife before was from China. Remember?And
yeah, we remember.
Yes, so we were married for 5 years. When she came to Seattle, and after she got her green card, she left the marriage. In the middle of my depression, I'm like, oh no, one more thing. It's just too much. It's too much. So that was very, very difficult and very, very sad. But, you know, that's okay. I love people.And one person doesn't make everybody bad, so it's okay. I'm okay now.
他说在他的前妻呢也是一个中国人，来自中国。那么他跟前妻的结婚呢是有5年时间，他们有5年的婚姻。可是在他抑郁症中途，就是在正在他就是生了抑郁症的时候呢，这个他拿到了绿卡，这前妻呢就来到西雅图，拿到绿卡以后就突然就离开了他。那这时候他正在跟抑郁症做斗争，然后他就想，哎呀，又多了一件这个人生的艰难了，又多了一个，那真是非常困难痛苦的时期。但是现在呢他也还没有就是失去信心呢，他还是很爱别人，就是很爱这个人呢，所以他现在也就慢慢走出来吧。
有没有想过继续做跟篮球相关的工作？
Have you think of doing a job that's related to basketball?
not really. I think if the Sonics return to Seattle, when the Sonics come back, I want to find a job in the executive level of the team management. I don't really want to go to coaching. Coaching is too stressful and too difficult, too much travel. But to work in the front office as a top executive, that would be wonderful.And I'll invite you and Xiao Yang to the game every game, okay?
Thank you. 他说，他倒是没有了。但是如果西雅图真的有 NBA 的球队能够回到西雅图的话，那他会很有兴趣做他们的执行领导层当中的一员。但他可能不会考虑做教练，因为做教练毕竟是有很多压力，还会有很多旅行，他觉得他不太适合。但他会有很多兴趣做这个领导层的一员。到时候请我们去看球赛。
好，太好了。我们还是想请 James 就是。在介绍您这本书的时候，就是能不能讲一讲这本书的一些亮点，就是说不管是青少年还是成年人还是无家可归者，还有其他的就是比较脆弱的人群，他们遇到精神困惑的时候，就是为什么需要看您这本书，然后您这本书是不是会给他们带来一些希望，然后当然是帮助啊。
So we still want you to introduce something about your book, for your new book, Celebrating Your Gift of Life. Young people, adults, or homeless people, or any vulnerable group of people, what is the highlight in your point, in your book, that they can seek for help? I mean, why they...should read your book, and what kind of hope or help they can get from your book?
The reason the book is titled Celebrating the Gift of Life is because life is the most precious gift that we have. We cannot throw it away. We cannot diminish it. We cannot discount it. We have to cherish it and love it. And so when people get in a bad state of mind mentally,They don't remember these things, and they don't think life is worth living. Life is always worth living, every single day. And so I want to just encourage everybody to keep keeping on. Don't stop. It's a long journey. It took me 12 months to work through my darkness and my depression. Some people, it takes 12 years. But as long as you keep making progress and don't give up, that's the key point of my book, because tomorrow will be a brighter day.
是他的这本书的书名就是庆祝你的生命的礼物，那这本书就是想告诉大家呢，生命是非常宝贵的，生命是我们不能就是抛弃的，所以无论怎么样我们都要珍惜热爱我们这个生命。但是呢，当人碰到精神问题的时候，我们常常就是会忘记了这一点，我们会忘记了我们这个生命啊，值得我们好好珍惜过下去，要坚持不懈不放弃。那对 James 自己来说呢，他是花了整整12个月才走出了这个黑暗。那有些人可能会花更多的时间，12年，但是只要比方说12年或者更多的时间。
你说看到喜欢的人眼睛里会冒险气，就像小爱看到你。
Sorry, this needs to be kind of someone.
That's okay.
就是只要你坚持不放弃了，就明天就会是更加有光明的一天，明天会变得更好。这是他的书想要讲的最关键的地方。
我们知道James 是 NBA 的全明星的队员啊，然后曾经在西雅图超音速队，还有在就是洛杉矶快船队，还有那个达拉斯独行侠队啊，然后都打过球。那么就是说您这些特别就是职业顶峰的时期的岁月，对您这些就是与抑郁症啊，还有就是人生低谷时期做斗争的时候有没有帮助？
We all know, James, you are an all-star in NBA, and you have played with the Seattle Supersonics and San Diego LA Clips and Dallas Mavericks and New York Kicks and a lot of teams, wonderful teams. So we'd like to know your career peak, the peak of the career. Has that period of experience help you go through your dark time with the struggling with the mental problem?
I think so. I think one of the benefits of playing sports is you realize you're not going to win every single game. You're not going to win every single day. So you have your ups and your downs, your wins and your losses. And when you win, when you have a good day, you have to be able to cherish that and appreciate that. When you lose, there's a lesson in a loss. You have to learn what the lesson is and come back the next day and do better. And so sports teaches me that. They teach everybody that, of how to deal with the adversity, the challenges of the wins and the losses, the good days and the bad days. So there's a lot of similarities between sports and between life. And we're always working towards a goal. In sports, you're working towards trying to get a win. In life, you're trying to make this life as best as it can possibly be. Okay, and so that's what sports really taught me. And I think a lot of people can learn a lesson from that.
他说那体育呢，对他的后面的精神这个帮助呢，是他觉得是肯定是有的。那主要这个有益的一种帮助，就是通过体育啊，他就是他学会叫这知道了，你不可能赢到每一场球赛，你不可能每天都是赢。生活呢就是球赛的像比赛一样的，就是生活有起有伏嘛。那比赛呢也是有输有赢。那当你赢的时候呢，当你在顺境的时候，你要充满感激去珍惜它。那当你输了球，或者在低谷当中，可能你要去学习这个教训，去接受这个损失，就去从损失和教训当中去学到更多。所以体育和生活有很多的相似的地方，他们都有个目标吧。那么体育呢，你的目标是赢，就胜利。可是生活的目标呢，就是你要生活得更好。那这个也有但是呢，你不可能永远是赢，永远只有好的也有。你可能要接受这种多元的，接受有输有赢，有好有坏有坏的生活。所以体育教会他很多，他也觉得体育可以让每个人都学会这个。就去面对 不同的生活当中不同的处境。
我们不知不觉已经到了这个节目的尾声。那今天我们非常有幸的请到NBA 的全明星队员，我们西雅图知名的篮球运动员，前 NBA 球星James Donaldson 参加我们的节目。然后在节目的最后， James 还要跟我们听众朋友说什么？
It's almost time to about end our show, so we are very honored to have you, James, the former NBA star, to our show. So at the end of the show, what do you want to say to our audience?
I'm not sure how much of you are in America and how much is in China, but if they live in America and they want to have an actual book of my book, I can send them a copy of the book also. Just have them write me an email, let me know that they want a book.I'll send them a copy. Everyone else I can send an ebook to all around the world. That's no problem. So you can translate that for us.
Okay. 他说呢，如果是收音机前的听众您呢，如果你在中国呢，他可以，或者你在全世界各地呢，他都可以，你只要写信到他的邮箱，就可以，得到一个免费的电子书，他会把这本电子书的 PDF 版本，就是电子书发给你。那如果你是住在美国的话呢，他可以，你写一个信给他，他也可以给你，送给你。Is the book, the paper book also free?
No.
Okay.
I have to mail that.
Okay.Yeah, I just, okay, thank you. 如果你在美国呢，你可以写信给他，那么你可以跟他购买这本书，他会寄邮寄给你。
能不能要求那个 James 给我们听众朋友，如果他订购真正的这本实体的书的话，能不能要求 James 给他们签个名？
If some of our audience want the real book, they want to purchase the real book from you, could you please sign your, put your signature on for them?
Of course, I'll sign my signature and I'll sign to them as well. No problem. Easy.
好，他说没问题，他会给大家签名，并且写上读者的名字。
好，谢谢 James， 我们保持联系，然后我们也期待那个超音速队回到西雅图，我们跟那个 James 要整个赛季的球票去。
Thank you very much, James. We look forwardyour book sell well, and we look forward someday the Seattle Supersonic will come to Seattle, come back to Seattle.
Ah, me too. And hey, if I become mayor of Seattle, then I can really help out. So maybe when I think about running for mayor, I'll come and do your show again.
Wonderful.
Great. Wonderful. 那如果他竞选西雅图市长呢，他会回到我们的节目当中来跟大家聊天。
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. Good to see you.
Bye-bye. Good to see you again.